Episode 88, What Can't Be Seen.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? It is an amazing day today, and it is a day that I come with just, it's kind of been hard for me today because I've been a little under the weather, and I'm not usually one who gets sick, so this viral thing has kind of gotten to me, but you know what? It doesn't get my spirit down, and I am just thrilled to be able to sit here and chat with you at this moment. So hopefully you are feeling fantastico and that you are ready and ripping and raring to just take on the world, because I'm right there with you, sister. We are going to take this to the top wherever you are right now. All right. Are you ready? Let's jump in. Okay. First off, I want to give some shout outs to Barbara and Janin for coming into the Create Your Now podcast group. Hello, ladies. I'm so excited you're there. They just joined recently. So remember, if you're wanting to get in with a community and have a little more one-on-one and just get to know each other and have support there, come on in. We really are a friendly bunch of ladies, and it's just a lot of fun. Again, we're growing, and that's what I love about it, because with each step brings a new heart and brings new hope, and it's fun. It's like a neighborhood. It's just growing one house at a time. It's awesome. Anyway, can you tell it really does excite me? And hopefully I don't sound like some twangy person talking. I feel like I'm talking through my nose, but I really am trying to not, share all of my wonderful goodies with you as in my virus. So I'll try and hold them back today for you. Okay. All right. Also, domestic beauty time. Yes, you know. Okay. For those of you who you're not real sure about these domestic beauties, these are our housekeeping things. This is the announcements. Okay. And so our domestic beauties are simply this. Number one, we're going to be redoing the website. It's kind of in transition. So if you stumble upon it and it's kind of acting up once in a while, or whatever, please be patient. I appreciate you just kind of going, okay, she's working on this. It's all right. But no, you can always, always reach me at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. So reach out to me. I am here for you because I really do love you and I want to serve you in where you need me to. So, okay, now moving on. We've got to jump into this because this is really cool. This is kind of our inspiration time, right? We try to keep Monday, Wednesday, Fridays as more learning. I try to give you your kisses then. The Keep It Simple strategies are all done during that time. Every once in a while, I'll sneak one in on Thursdays and Tuesdays, which I kind of said that backwards, didn't I? Man, maybe I'm really working backwards today. But anyway, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I like to have inspiration time. And I really was thinking about this. I got to go outside today. Now, it's still a little chilly here. We're kind of bumping a little bit higher than freezing. I am so ready for stagnant 50s, and higher. I'm ready for that. I can handle that. And that's probably, I've been wanting to be outside. So it's maybe what happened is we've got some really high winds around here. So who knows, maybe too much wind for me. But what I do know is that some things just can't be seen. Okay. And we're going to talk about that today. But let's start out with our famous quote today from Helen Keller. I love this lady. Helen Keller says this: the best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Oh, Helen, you said it awesome. I mean, she really did. They must be felt with the heart. The best and most beautiful things must be felt with the heart. As moms, we have our moments and we go up and down. It's, those roller coasters of emotions. It may be from the explosion of milk, right? You've heard me talk about milk explosions. We've only had a few drip drops of those recently, but they can be crazy, can't they? Or you are fixing dinner and you get to talking to a neighbor and you burn the chicken. Oops, now what's for dinner? Peanut butter and jelly, Mom. So, you know, you have those ups and downs, and then you have, look, I got my report card. And guess what, Mom? Guess what? I got all A's. Woo, woo. Yes. And then you have, you know, the swing of excitement. You just have everything as a mom. We get the gamut of emotions. And I think when we live those gamut of emotions and we're on a roller coaster, sometimes what happens is we tend to like to put things not just on the back burner, but we want to hide them. We want to protect them, okay? And so sometimes it's what can't be seen that is kind of what's holding us back, when really that's what we need to be focusing on. Now you're like, okay, Christine, where are you going with this? Well, I went outside today and I did 6 miles. Woo! Yes, I did. I was excited. I got my good 6 miles in. And before I started it, yeah, was it before? Yes, it was before. Actually, it wasn't before. I was waiting with the children at the bus stop. That's where it was. Got to get the story right, correct? Okay, so I was waiting because our bus stop is just right outside our house. So they were waiting for school, and we have this beautiful little tree. It's kind of a miniature tree. I believe it's actually a Japanese tree. I don't know. It was planted here before we bought the house, so it kind of came with the territory. But I do think it's a Japanese tree. Anyway, it's just a little bit taller than me, and I'm short, so anything's taller than me, okay? but anyway, so the tree that I was looking at, and we have birds that like to come there and live. And when it's totally barren, I mean, there's nothing on it. You can see through it. It has really, really, really thin limbs that come off of it, because they're like toothpicks, literally. It's just that thin and that delicate of a tree. And it's beautiful when it's in bloom. But I was looking at it this morning, and I was just beginning to see kind of like these little dead-like things poking out from them. Well, I know what they are because we've been through this tree now for a few seasons. So I know what's going to happen. Those are the buds that are going to eventually flower here pretty soon in the next few weeks. And if I can remember, I'll take a picture of it and post it for you. But looking at it right now, it's just like, wow, there's not much really to it, you know? But it's what can't be seen is what's awesome. You see, you look at that tree, and that tree is so well formed, and its foundation, it's solid in the ground, and it stands so straight, even though it's not very tall, taller than me, it stands so straight. The bark of it is just gorgeous. I mean, it almost has a glisten to it, okay? And I haven't oiled it. It just has this nice sheen about it. You can tell it looks healthy, you know, but you look at some dead trees, and what, their bark is beginning to peel and to fall off, and their limbs are weak. They could even be really, really big limbs, you know, real thick ones, like 2-3 inches thickness, yet they're dangling down and they snap. I mean, you barely have to just boop, you know, crack them, and the limb just falls right off. What can't be seen? You see, the beauty in that tree is going to come out later, but we can't see that now. And I started thinking about this going, wow, you know what? When I coach people, it's like, you know what? You're trying to do the book work. You're trying to do all this stuff in your head, but what's missing is your heart. You try to protect the heart. You move it back. You try to, you know, cover it up. You know, do you all remember that song? Oh gosh, now if I can remember it, and I won't be able to sing it well to you, but hide it under a bushel, no. Remember this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And it talks about hide it under a bushel, no. Yeah, we don't want to hide our heart under a bushel. And sometimes I think as moms especially, we take that heart and we guard it. We guard it because of the past. We guard it because of the unknown. We guard it because of the children. We guard it because of our struggles. We guard it because of our celebrations. We just guard it. But what happens is that's our vulnerability. That's where we thrive. That's where our light shines biggest and brightest. It's that star that God gave us, yet we hide it under a bushel. Oh no, what can't be seen? What are you hiding under a bushel? What are you hiding as a tree that's not in full bloom yet? Maybe you're actually in a state of not even struggling. Maybe you're in a state of you're kind of moving forward on your goal, but you're not really there yet. Maybe it's the heart part that's not quite there. You got to connect the heart and the head. Those two H's are really important. They really are. You got to have both of them. Okay? Think about maybe some struggles that you had. Think about maybe you've had struggle in your relationship. Maybe it's in your marriage. I can remember, you know, when we were going through our tornado, and marriage is work. And I would not be where I am today had not going through the tornado. What can't be seen? You see, it took the heart and the head. It's just not all about the book. It's not all about just the learning and the knowledge part. But we've missed what can't be seen, and that's the heart, as Helen Keller says it so well. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. What are you going to go out and touch today with your heart? What are you going to brighten the world with in your heart? What goal and dream are you going to revive? Because what you buried under a bushel, you are now saying, no longer. I have that spark. It's reignited. What can't be seen? Go out and let your light shine, because you were created for a purpose, for a reason to shine. Don't hide it. You are beautiful. You are gorgeous from the inside out and the outside in. And please don't let anybody tell you differently. It doesn't matter what shape or size or how tall or how wide. You are amazing. And God created you. And he sees that you are worthy. In this time of Easter, I can't help but think, what can't be seen? You know, he died on the cross for us. And yet, 3 days, he rose again later. What can't be seen? Imagine those who witnessed that. The Messiah. They thought they had lost everything, yet only to gain eternity. Ah, what can't be seen? That just gets me excited. It does. So let your light shine. Please go out and be a bright light. And take off that bushel. During this season of change, where we're coming into spring, let your light shine. Because what can't be seen in the heart is who you are. And that is what makes you you. I love you so much. Go out and make it a magnificent day. Go out and sparkle, because only you can sparkle like you know how. I love you so much. I will see you soon. Come on, come over and visit. Remember facebook.com/groups/ come on, Create Your Now podcast. We will see you then. Love you. Hugs, blessings, and lots of love. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.